This is The Unholy Union,
a podcast where you will be subjected to highly offensive marital discourse.
If you do not feel insulted during this week's episode, don't worry. We'll try harder next week.
If you can relate to our ramblings, we want to be friends with you.
If you believe that we take it too far or our mouths are too much for you, then with as much love and sincerity as we can muster, you can suck it.
Welcome to The Unholy Union.
Another presidential debate. I don't know
it's
why
it's not a debate.
Right.
It's not a debate. It's a cat fight.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Oh my gosh.
They just go, talk over each other.
It reminded me a lot of the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle show.
Oh my God.
Or a movie where they all talk and you can understand none of them.
Uh-huh. It's just over top of each other, loud. One thing that they are doing that I started to notice is mute mics. So you can hear him talking on stage, but it's not being put out to the audience.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea. Shut up.
So are they muting the mics for the TV broadcast or is it just for the audience?
I think both because it's their voices are quiet for us viewers. So I would think that they're being shut off.
They should shut it off completely. And because nothing gets done. It's just a fucking cat fight.
It's a bitch fest.
Oh my God. They all like to talk shit about each other and mm-hmm. then insult each other, like Nikki Haley saying, what was it, Vivek?
Yeah, get dumber.
I get dumber every time you talk. I did think that was kind of funny though.
It was funny. She's got some quips to it.
I get dumber every time you speak. That's messed up.
But it was a lot heavier, it feels like, this time around. Like
with what could come through the noise, yeah, a little bit. The topics were more mature, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and Haley had another comment. She said, based on all this budget stuff, no, I want to use that later. Cut this part out. Okay, so yeah, it did seem more mature. There was a lot of fentanyl talk.
Yeah.
And I know what fentanyl is. I know that it destroys people. There's this almost, what do I want to say, pandemic that's happening in Philadelphia
epidemic.
Right now. Epidemic, maybe is right the word. Right now that is having people on the streets who are either high or dying or dead.
Yeah, they're dead in the middle. It's like the Dark Ages. There were so many bodies in the street that they didn't know what to do with them.
Philadelphia is now a sanctuary city. And is having this issue with fentanyl. And I guess I didn't realize how large of a scale it is because they were really hitting it in this debate this time that fentanyl is the largest problem of our border security. It's not just people anymore.
Right.
And we always had the bad actors, right? It was like one M&M out of the bushel or whatever that analogy was.
A bushel of M&Ms.
But I forget if it was Trump or somebody else who said, you know, if there's one bad actor in the whole group, then you don't want to let any of them in. Or I forget what the actual comment was. But to that point, it's now they're not just talking about the influx of people. They're talking about the drug cartels. They're talking about fentanyl specifically.
It's unsustainable, period. Our stuff here is not built to just allow everyone free access to and from. At what point does having an open border allow you to be a country?
Mm-hmm.
You're not a country at that point.
Yeah, that's not to say you don't want to let anyone in, but
I will be honest with you. I think because of the issue that we have now, we have to turn it off for a while.
I don't disagree with that. I think there needs to be a plan, though, because there are people in the world who may want to come here. And if they do it legally, great.
Yeah, 100%. But I'm not saying turn off legal immigration. I'm saying turn off the abuse of the southern and northern borders of just, oh, you crossed over. Okay, well, go to this place and get hooked up with this.
Right.
It's not right. It's unsustainable for us as a country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's seriously probably, it's a national security issue.
Right.
If I'm not saying there as in the immigrants, because from what one of the debaters said was it was the moderator, I think. Most of the fentanyl that does come through the southern borders, though, is from American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
But those borders being open like that is a national security issue. We just said there's bodies in the street
in Philadelphia.
In Philly because of fentanyl. So you're saying that the ease of coming in and out of this country from our borders is causing thousands upon thousands of people to die.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a national security issue. That's completely, if you shut it down, you're protecting American citizens.
Right. They also kept drawing ties back to CCP, which in my head, I had to spell it out, China Communist Party, to make sure I was keeping up with the conversation. But for the CCP, they were talking about how China is buying up land and how they're actually part of the source for fentanyl.
Yeah, and I heard that. They're trying to destabilize the U.S. It's in their best interest to destabilize us, to make us less powerful. If we're divided, we fall.
But I guess I never really put two and two together until I really started understanding who could buy land. There are companies in the Middle East that can buy American land.
There's yes.
The CCP buying land in America.
How does that make sense? Yeah, exactly. Why do you need that?
Why?
How is that not a national security issue?
To have a different country or a business
buying up, and I'm talking thousands of acres of land.
Like, you're not going to build a headquarters on that thousands of acres of land.
Right. Well, I don't know.
So
it's weird. It's super weird. And
what do you plan on doing with that land is my point.
And Justin Bizarro said it mm-hmm. on our episode that we cannot fish their waters, but yep. they can fish ours.
Yep.
And it's the same. We can't buy land over in China.
Nope. You have to be a citizen.
Yeah, you have to be a citizen over there. We can't. We do not have the same rights on a global scale as everybody else.
As we're giving to everyone else.
Exactly.
Yep.
And why does a Chinese national or whatever, is that a right term for it? I don't know.
Chinese national?
Yeah. Like a Chinese citizen that has no intentions of being here and living here, or a Chinese company. Why do they need land here? And another issue that they haven't talked about yet, which really does piss me off, because this is a big issue for a lot of young people. We're not classified as that anymore, unfortunately.
Middle age.
But real estate. So they're also buying up a lot of houses.
And apartment complexes. And
apartment complexes. So they can artificially increase your
housing market,
rent and your housing market and your mortgages and all that, because they will create the scarcity because they're buying it all up.
Right.
That's some bullshit.
Yep.
They should not have this kind of power here.
They should not have this ability. Period.
That's what I'm saying. Why can some person that lives in China, has no intention of coming here and living in a house, why can they buy up real estate in a neighborhood and then jack prices up because it's a conflict.
Yep.
100%. It's price fixing, essentially.
Yep. I think the biggest problem, because I think you could have an argument where people are like, well, they're just investing their money. And
don't invest it here.
I think the point is, if we can't do it with you, why can you do it with us?
Exactly. Why are we turning away?
No, we don't need that.
No, I don't. And they are also strong arming our American companies, too. I believe if you are to say Tesla, for example, they went to China, but I believe because they went to China, they have to give up a lot of control mm-hmm. of their products right. in China.
Yeah, because the Chinese government.
But we don't do that here. Mm-hmm. We don't say, well, you got to give us your, we get to duplicate your product. That's fucked up.
Yep.
It's super messed up. China is a big ass problem, and people don't like to talk about it for some reason. And
well, because you can't solve it.
Yeah, we're talking about the amoxicillin thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is insanity that we buy 100% of our amoxicillin from China.
Right.
We have
why?
So what you're telling me is the most common antibiotic is completely sourced from them. What if tomorrow they say, all right, we're not sending you anymore?
Or they send us bad batches, or they
Or another COVID thing happens, except it's bacterial and
they hold it hostage.
It was released from a lab in Wuhan or whatever. Don't get me started. But we'll just say that. Say it's a bacterial one that can actually be fixed with antibiotics.
We're not giving anybody any ideas here.
Well, and they turn it off. Yeah. And they say, all right, we're not shipping you no more. Fuck you.
Right.
And then what are we going to do? We're not prepared for any of this.
Exactly.
We're not prepared for a real, true, huge pandemic.
Globalism on a as an idea sounds great, right? To share resources and everybody does everybody favors. Like, it sounds great.
It would if everybody liked each other.
Exactly. If we were all just one big
happy family
country, like there was no like your country, my country, whatever, then it would be fine. But that is like picturesque Eden type world.
It will never happen.
Exactly.
Cultures are different.
Yes. Everybody has their place that they are a patriot of and feels like it should rule.
100%.
So at no point should we be globalists. Maybe on a small scale, you can try to do some trades. Like, that's probably important.
Trading is fine.
But to be on the point where you are dependent on someone else, especially someone who doesn't like us.
Yeah, I know. We don't like them and they don't like us.
It's crazy.
They are clearly trying to destabilize this country. TikTok is a prime example. Our feeds
came
on
up in the debate too.
Well, our feeds on TikTok is complete garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've seen online, the feeds that they play in China are all educational. They like raise up the Chinese culture.
Right.
It's like it's almost knowledge building mm-hmm. for them. But for us, it's some fat lady twerking. I'm serious, though. I'm dead serious. Like,
and she's doing her thing, you know, but
I'm not judging. I'm just saying the point is, though,
it's different.
It doesn't do anything to progress us as a people.
Right.
It, in my opinion, it reverses our progress.
But you can say that about any social media. So this is my problem with how people are phrasing TikTok. The only problem with TikTok is it is not American-owned company.
Yeah, I don't.
And I understand that there is a security aspect to that. But what do they get from you? Okay, maybe it shouldn't be on the government's phones. Okay, I can concede to that. But people, like, you get my address, maybe you get my phone number, like, maybe you get, like, some personal information, but what good does that do them?
I guess it's more, I don't...
Facebook and Twitter have it, too.
Yeah,
they
I know.
They get breached every other week. What does it matter?
Yeah, I don't think it matters as much as that as it is...
This one got me hot. I'm sorry.
It was a divisive thing because of what they play for us versus what they play for themselves. It's clearly a propaganda thing.
But is it, though? Because if you think about it, their culture, their government is controlled, right? They are completely controlled in what they see, what they ingest, what their whole lives.
Correct.
Are controlled by the government. Ours are not.
How do you know that? Yeah, but TikTok is controlled by the Chinese government.
Okay, but we are making what we want popular, right?
That's a big assumption you're making.
Okay, so if the algorithm is what they say it is and it's based on the popularity, Chinese people don't know to go look for X, Y, and Z because they are being controlled by the government. Well,
the Great Firewall won't allow them to see a lot
exactly.
of stuff.
So then Americans, with all the freedom that we think we have based on this algorithm, we can look at whatever we want, but we look at garbage.
I truly don't think that it's as simple as that. I think their algorithms are swayed more towards trash.
During the Republican debate, they brought up TikTok because Vivek is the only one who uses the TikTok platform out of everybody on that stage.
And it's smart of him to do that because, like it or not, it is a generational thing and it's popular.
But then he goes on to say that social media, no one under 16 should be allowed to use it. Does that make him hypocritical?
He's above 16.
I agree, but he's talking about the safety of it for children.
Yeah, I don't know.
So to use a social media platform, does that make him a hypocrite?
I don't know. He's an adult. I think I would ask more so is if his kids use it, if they're under 16. Does anybody that he is anybody in his circle under 16 using it? Then maybe. I don't understand why the government feels like or why people like him feel the need to control people. If you want to use TikTok, then I'm a parent. I will either allow my kid to use it or disallow it.
Yep.
It's not the U.S. decision. Yeah, it's not the U.S. government to say, oh, your kid's under 16. They can't fucking get on TikTok because there's a lot of repercussions to that. How do they track that?
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to have to put something on your devices that confirms or
and would TikTok do that?
Probably. But are they going to have some kind of biometric system that links your fingerprint to your social so they know how old you are?
No, it would just be a checkbox. I certify that I'm 16. But other social media platforms had that. I'm trying to think if I think it was MySpace back in the day said, are you 13? And you had to check it. One of them did that.
But it wouldn't prevent you from creating. That isn't going to prevent an under 16-year-old from creating an account.
Oh, I understand that.
But that's what I'm saying. To enforce something like this, it has to be invasive.
It wouldn't be enforceable is what you're saying.
It could be, but it'd have to be very invasive. Mm-hmm. And that's a no-go to me.
I don't see why him using TikTok is a bad thing. I personally don't.
I don't either. I don't like his...
But based on what he said, does that make him a hypocrite? I don't know.
It's kind of weird. He says under 16, but then in that same breath, he said we need to be speaking to the younger generation. I'm like, but you're just talking about banning the younger generation from fucking...
Right. How do you get to them then?
Exactly. I don't understand. How do you do that if you're going to ban under 16-year-olds? Because these 16-year-olds, aren't they going to be... Well, they'll be pretty damn close to voting.
In 2 years?
Yeah. I guess it's next year, isn't it? 2024 is the presidential. Yeah. But anyway.
2 years away from voting age.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense that he says no one under 16 should use it. And I don't think it's just TikTok. I think it was social media in general for him.
Oh, I thought it was just specific to TikTok, but I could have... Maybe he said social media.
I could be wrong, too. They were all talking over each other.
Yeah, they were jumping down his throat on that one. They were ganging up on him.
That's because he's
popular.
Yeah, I think so. He's a little bit of a more polished Trump, I think. I think that's what he's trying to be.
He's
a businessman, an outsider. He uses all the same terms that Trump used.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's very, I'm an outsider. Yeah.
An entrepreneur. You can tell he's from the business world. He's not very political like them, meaning like the games they play.
Yeah, I can't fucking see. Speaking of games, is Mike Pence again.
I was listening to one of those commentary videos of the debate, and the commentator said Mike Pence is where charisma goes to die. I laughed so hard.
It's so weird. He's such a strange person. If lizard people were real, he's one of them. 100%. Because I don't know. It's something about the way he carries himself. He's very fake.
Yeah.
It's super fraudulent. And he on the mic.
Always takes a deep breath.
I'm like, dude, stop.
Back up.
Yeah. Back up or something. Or take that deep breath. Or you're getting ready to get called on.
Well, and then Chris Christie, like, I'm not a fan, and I'm just not. But
I don't like him either.
One of the things he said that actually started clicking things together for me a little bit, he said that regarding Russia and the Ukrainian war, what Putin is doing right now is getting the band back together. And it hit home like, oh, Chris Christie is saying that the next world war is being staged right now. Because you have Russia, you have China, you have North Korea, and now you have Iran. Like, those four are gearing up to be the next, right? The next.
I don't think so.
What did they call them? The Axis or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but the Russians were on our side in World War II.
I know,
I think China was. Yeah, China was too, because they were getting destroyed by Japan.
Right. And I think what he was really alluding to, because they were talking about the Soviet Union and Putin said the saddest day in history in 1991 or whatever was when the Soviet Union fell.
Right.
So I think he meant that he's trying to build back the Soviet Union. But the way he said it, I was like, if you think about it, there are four countries that are banding together right now. And what does that sound like historically?
It doesn't sound like anything. It sounds like countries that are looking out for their best interests. We are band together with NATO and all that shit.
But I don't know. If you think of it on this large scale, like you have these four countries coming together and they're talking about if Ukraine falls, the next is Taiwan. And if Taiwan falls, next, you know.
They're fear mongering you.
I understand. But it's clicking pieces together.
Yeah, but so we're allowed to have allies in Taiwan or Ukraine, but they can't have allies with each other. It doesn't make fucking sense.
Doing these invasions is the thing. Like, they are actually progressing on a plan.
Do you think if Mexico turned into a Chinese ally, like buddy-buddy, loved each other, do you think we wouldn't invade?
I don't think we would invade, no.
Yes, you do.
I think it would be... No, I don't.
If the Chinese brought troops into Mexico, you don't think we would fight?
They actually said during the debate that the Chinese are actually funding South American countries and building their armies.
Right.
So, to that point, do I think we would invade? No. I think what would happen is a standoff, like Cuban Missile Crisis. Let's see what happens.
You don't think we would go down there if they started moving missiles and things like that into Mexico? Right
there. What happened in the Cuban Missile Crisis? They moved missiles to Cuba.
I know. But the point I'm trying to make here is that's what we were trying to do to Ukraine. We're trying to move a bunch of militarized stuff in there.
So you're saying we started it?
I'm saying you have to look at it in their perspective, too. Why would you want your enemy to be your neighbor if you can help it? Why would you want NATO? Why would you want Ukraine to become NATO when they're your neighbor? Because then they're going to start posting. We are going to start posting up ballistic missiles, anti-air stuff. We're right fucking there. We could launch an invasion on them. Of course, they're going to look out for their best interests.
Even if they take Ukraine, then they're right next to Poland. Poland is in NATO, I believe.
Okay, but they're just trying to create a buffer. I get it. I'm not saying what they're doing is right. War is fucking bullshit. But what I'm saying is we don't have to blow all of our American money on this thing that's going on over there when we have a clear crisis going on here.
I agree with that, but I think you're missing my point. In all of history, when you look at World War I and World War II, how it's set up, right? Every single war that is a large scale like that is set up with countries banding together and one country making a move. That is what is happening. I can understand that they are the media and they fearmonger and all that. But at the same point, like if you look back in history, this has been the setup forever.
Yeah, but why aren't we considered setting up is what I'm confused about.
You mean because NATO tried to move missiles into Ukraine?
Exactly.
I can see what you're saying.
I'm not saying that they specifically tried, but I'm 99% sure that NATO was trying to absorb Ukraine and welcome them into NATO, which...
And I get it.
I believe, obviously, Russia would not like that.
I understand, but... To not see the pattern, like I didn't see it until Chris Christie said that. And I'm starting to see the pattern of what every world war has led up to. Think about Germany when it invaded Austria. Poland. I think it was Austria first. They started with Austria first and then they kept going into Europe.
I thought it was Poland.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Austria first. We're going to fact check this. Okay, you were right. In World War II, Germany invaded Poland first. Okay.
Wasn't Hitler Austrian? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
He was also Jewish. Born, raised Jewish. Don't think he was practicing. Anyways, Germany invades Poland. That's what initiated it for everyone. And everybody tried to be like, let's see what happens. And then he takes more land. Then he takes more. Then he invades others. And all of a sudden, he's in France. So the idea that this is setting a stage, I can see it. I can see the pattern.
I don't know. The problem with all this stuff is we are always getting involved in shit when we don't have the money to get involved in shit. And we clearly have an epidemic here.
I agree.
That we should be spending billions upon billions of dollars on.
I agree. But do you see the pattern?
No, I don't. Because it's just... Countries are always going to look after themselves. It's just the way it is. You look after yourself, blah, 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 blah. You look after the family. That's what people do. They want to protect themselves. If them wanting a buffer between them and NATO, then I'm not justifying it. I don't like it, but do you blame them?
I don't know that I blame them based on this conversation that we're having right now because of the way NATO was trying to set up Ukraine. But at the same time, the pattern is there. I can't ignore it. I will be curious to see how everything plays out. I hope I'm wrong.
I just, with all the wars that we've been involved in our lifetime, I'm having it.
Fucking millennials, we've been through so much.
It's more and more becoming, we might not be the good guys anymore.
Because we can't mind our own business.
We would drone strike random places in the Middle East for no fucking reason. There was an American citizen over there. I'm not saying this dude was a good guy, but they drone struck. Is that it?
Struck is a real word, yeah.
They did that.
They did a drone strike.
Yeah, on him, killed him without due process because he was over there. I'm like, that's not really right. You know what I mean? I don't think he was actively fighting us either, like in that moment that he got hit. So obviously,
well, he may have been on the hit list though.
I know, but he's an American citizen. I don't know how I feel about it. Because does due process exist or not?
When you're on American soil.
But you're still a citizen. So if you travel to the Middle East, you, and they say, I don't like her. I don't want her to come back. And they drone strike you. What are you going to do?
What's the international law?
I don't know. Do you think we care about that when we just... I don't know. My issue, though, is we've been sticking our nose in things, not doing what's right, in my opinion, and it's biting us in the ass.
Continuously.
Why do you think the world really doesn't... They're not very fond of us anymore. If we would just mind our own business, people wouldn't care.
Right. To an extent.
But now we just got to stick our nose in everything.
Yep. And I think that our ideas on globalism have infected this country to the point where a lot of people are no longer patriots. They are globalists. And they want us to be involved. We're the caretakers of the world. No, we're not. They don't want us there.
We can't even take care of ourselves. That's the problem.
And one of the things that Haley said, she said that if the Congress can't pass a budget, then no budget, no pay for Congress. I was like, yeah.
I like that. I'm pretty sure they're exempt from the furloughs and all that stuff that come from
government shutdown.
Yeah, they don't. But they still get paid.
We live in an area we're in Tampa, so the MacDill Air Force is right next to us. We live in an area where people work there, and they would not get paid if the government shut down.
No, they wouldn't.
But it didn't. But again, this whole idea of what is going on at home, like to me, this idea of budget is bullshit. I don't fucking understand why they make such a big deal out of this. Other than people aren't going to get paid, but it's not the right people. The military should always get paid.
It's rules for thee, but not for me. Exactly. 100%.
I am livid with all this. Like, they keep saying, it's the clock, and it's going to shut down. And it's like, no, this is bullshit.
Yeah, you guys...
You're creating a crisis for what?
Exactly. They're probably trying to divert our attention from... something else.
They're spending.
And the southern border is a big fucking deal right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think last month or this month, it was the most crossings ever in 1 month. Something like that. I can't remember. And I get people wanting to come here for a better life and stuff, but there's a process. Mm-hmm. We have to follow it or we are no longer a country.
With this whole budget thing, the government has averted a shutdown. It's not going to happen. They passed a spending bill again. My problem is, in the article that I read, you could tell it was very left-leaning, that they said the Democrats were able to get it done. The Republicans backed down on all of the spending cuts. And it's like, why did they back down? And in my head, I'm thinking, because of the upcoming election. They don't want to be cast in a bad light.
Yeah.
So fine, let the Democrats have this budget spending. And when the elections come around, hopefully people will vote Republican. But at the same time, like, you're not doing your fucking job then.
They're not. None of them are.
Right. How do they? If you're not fighting for us to cut costs where we are trillions upon trillions of dollars in debt. Makes no sense.
How does a person like Nancy Pelosi, who makes six figures as the...
Yeah, I think it was like 236.
Yeah, 236,000 a year. How does her net worth balloon to 130 million?
Right.
As a public servant for her entire life.
You're getting that money under the table, baby.
Well, when you're allowed as a congressman or congresswoman to invest in companies like a Tesla, and then you decide, oh, we're going to pass tax cuts for Teslas. What is that going to fucking do to a Tesla stock? It's going to explode Tesla stocks.
Manipulating the market.
Yeah, but it's legal because she's in Congress.
Yep.
That's a bunch of crap. If you and I did that,
we would be considered manipulating the market.
It would be insider trading.
Yep.
And we would go to prison and get fined and all that shit.
Yep. We would be in, what is the maximum security?
Man, it'd be white collar. I play pool all day.
You're just saying that based on suits.
Yes.
Let's talk about the idea of the media. I mean, we've said this millions of times now that they are just sensationalist and cannot be trusted. But listen to this headline. I just want you to hear it. I want you to tell me what you thought it was, because I can't decide if I was just tired and read it wrong or if they're just being stupid. Okay, so it's from the Miami Herald. And the headline is, dwarf-like creature found inside hotel near Burundi turns out to be new species. What does that sound like to you?
A midget? A fucking, a hobbit? It's probably Frodo or something.
Okay, so I don't feel stupid.
What?
It ended up being dwarf, and it had like little, like a single quotation around them. The word dwarf and like creature. And it ended up being a newt.
How the fuck does that, how does that even relate? Dwarf, I'm telling you, I'm feeling like a dwarf is like a humanoid type
thing. But no, they use that phrase, I guess, for a specific type of newts, little lizards.
Why don't you stop confusing people?
But like, what the fuck?
So newts identify as humans?
I don't know, but you read headlines like that, and that's not a great example, I'm sure, but it was just one that stuck out, and I'm reading it. I'm like, am I an idiot?
No, because I would have thought maybe it was like a small monkey or something.
Right. You would think that it was something humanoid or in
Frodo Baggins.
The Homo sapien, not sapien, Homo genius or whatever it's called.
Help.
We're getting real technical here. Okay. So I feel better. Thank you. But again, the idea of the media is just bolstering and being total hyperbole. It's stupid.
It's divisive. And I'd like to know who owns most of the media companies.
Exactly. Some good news in all of this.
Okay.
The writer's strike is now over.
I saw that.
Woohoo! Three cheers.
TV's gonna be even more trash.
Wait for this. Now we're waiting for the actor's strike, SAG, to end.
I'll go act. I'm not part of none of that.
They went on strike with the writers. Theirs hasn't ended just yet. I've actually just finished watching Stranger Things. I know I'm late to the party, but they, as in the writers for Stranger Things, says the strike for SAG, the actors, needs to hurry up, or season 5 is going to be all CGI. They were joking, but they actually put out a tiny little clip of one of the actors as CGI.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, this is where we're going.
Do it.
This is where we're going. I showed you that video, right? The AI clip?
It pulled the description of a character and then generated it.
Generated an image of what it thought it would look like based on that description.
And you said it was accurate.
It was better than the actors, in my opinion.
From the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't think he's entirely joking.
Somebody should do the... I think somebody should do the Twilight movies.
I actually had that thought. It was a shower thought this morning.
Because I think a lot of people said that the Twilight movies characters were awful. Yeah.
They were the so actors, wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The actors were supposed to look one way, look more like what the books describe, but it was way off.
Right. Kristen Stewart was on it, mouth open the whole fucking time. I can't.
I want to know how many bugs she ate during filming that. That movie.
I can't. But to that point, so AI, obviously we know, is becoming more and more powerful. Like, I think that may be something that happens. If they can't cast someone the way they want, maybe they become just the voice actor and they create an AI image.
You've got AI that can do voices and stuff now.
Oh, God.
Supposedly Spotify, for podcasts, they're doing AI-generated transcripts, but they're also testing a feature that allows your podcast to be translated with your voice in another language. So this podcast could be translated into Spanish and it could still sound like us.
Weird.
I don't like that.
I don't know how I feel about that. But again, the idea that AI can take your voice and use it
and generate it and
for anything. Yeah. Oh, God.
It's weird. And that's the other thing, too, is since they're going to use your content to generate this stuff, don't they owe you money?
I don't know. I guess you would still be on the Spotify platform. So no matter who uses it or who listens to your voice in whatever language, it's still your
podcast. But no, I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about how they're building these large language models. I think George R. R. Martin is suing OpenAI for using his work.
Interesting.
Which I think is valid, because if you're training your product with my product, you need to compensate me. That's just the way it is.
I don't disagree with that, but I mean,
him and a group of other authors. I can't remember all the names, but it was big name people. It wasn't like schmucks. It was like, golly.
But if you think about it, AI is connected to the internet, so it can get anything, right?
I know, but how, if I wrote a book, you can't profit off of my book. And that's what I think that's their stance. You developed your product with my product.
To an extent, though, right? Because you're putting your product out there, and if it consumes
for purchase.
It, right. And if it consumes it and then uses it as its, I don't want to say foundation or in its code, I don't know how I feel about that.
No, I think that it's a valid way to sue somebody. What if somebody takes our podcast right now and they sell it?
I guess,
and then they make millions of, I mean, OpenAI is worth billions, but they make billions off of our podcast. Obviously, it's a terrible example because we are schmucks. But
no, but I get what you're saying. But to me, think of a, I don't know, like a free image thing, right? So AI is connected to everything, everywhere. They just opened it up, so it's not just up until a certain point, right? Yeah. So it's connected to everything, everywhere. If it could find an
all
image,
at once.
Good job. It's a really good movie. But if it could find an image, let's say of a specific actor that's out there, and they use it in AI, it's connected to the internet. It's not. There's no copyright infringement on that. There's no.
That's not true.
I don't know. I'm struggling with this because
you can't.
NFL is the internet.
An NFL broadcast.
Well,
you're not allowed to distribute it.
If AI is the internet,
it's not the whole internet.
Steal from the internet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm struggling with that thought.
No, if I make something and somebody then uses my exact my exact product to then make billions, I want that piece.
Okay, so George R. R. Martin, he made a product, he's selling it. Okay, I get that. That makes sense. But I guess I'm thinking Internet of Things, right? So if AI is the internet, is it wrong for it to use what's out there?
I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong.
If it's monetized.
For OpenAI. Yeah, and it is. That you can pay $20 a month for ChatGPT-4. But I think it's a problem if you don't get permission to use somebody's product before you train your AI model on that product.
Okay, maybe. I'm trying to get there, but how big this is breaking my brain. Like, AI breaks my brain.
Yeah, it's.
I don't get it.
It's nuts.
But you also mentioned that an AI CEO is gaining so much power and people are...
Yeah, Sam Altman.
Right.
Altman, whatever. Yeah.
People are like, oh my God, can't believe he's so powerful.
I think it was a Forbes article. It said, Sam Altman can't believe how powerful he has become. I'm like, he fucking sits on the toilet like everybody else. He ain't powerful.
As long as he has the kill switch to the AI, maybe he's powerful. But
unplug the AI.
I think they would have done that in Terminator if they could.
I don't know. I hate the idolization of people.
I agree.
It really does make me cringe, and it makes me very sick to my stomach because he's not powerful. Just because he is the CEO of OpenAI, you think he's powerful?
Right.
Okay.
But again, if he has the kill switch, maybe that's what they're talking about. I don't know.
You don't think there's competitors out there that have a kill switch to something different or what? I don't know. It's dumb. Whatever. To end the podcast on a more positive note, let's talk about something stupid as shit. Waste of time and money if you want to spend money on it. But it's a new mobile game called Monster Hunter Now. It's by the same devs of Pokemon Go.
Time Sync.
It is so fun, though. Oh, my goodness.
So is it walk around?
Yeah, it's an alternate reality game where essentially there's an overlay Google Maps, but then there's monsters, like giant-ass monsters on the map that you fight. I don't know why. To me, it's better than Pokemon Go because it's less about the collecting aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you feel less like you have to turn it on if you go anywhere because you're going to find monsters everywhere. And the other cool thing is they actually show where the monsters are on the map. So you can walk to it. You remember Pokemon Go?
They just randomly pop up.
Yeah, that sucked. I hated that. But this is cool because another feature is the ecosystem you're in changes over time. So you could have a desert, which certain monsters spawn in the desert. And then you could have the swamp.
But is there a collection aspect to it? Like, do you want to collect all the monsters or beat all the monsters, or whatever you are doing?
So to make your character more powerful, you kill the monsters and then you collect their parts to make new armor.
Sexy.
So like scales, you make new armor out of the certain monster scales and then you progress that way. But it's just, I don't know, it feels less like, oh, I got to turn this on because there might be a different Pokemon. I don't know. I like it. And it's more, I don't know, it's more interactive to me. Like gym battles in Pokemon, you smash the screen and that's it. This one, you actually have to time your attack so you don't get hit by them. Because if you get hit by them, you get jacked up. I like it. I downloaded it on your phone and you still haven't opened it.
No, I have not. I don't have time.
Okay? You do. You do.
I don't.
You sit there and read on the Kindle that I bought you. Yeah, I don't know. I like it a lot. I have totally shelved Pokemon Go for this.
And since we said that I was going to read again, I have read 2 books. I'm on the third now.
Yeah. And how do you like that Kindle? It's the Kindle Paperwhite? Yeah, the new one.
It's nice.
Is it better on your eyes than a cell phone?
It does have a nightlight and it is backlit.
But it's yellow. So it doesn't have that blue light in it like a cell phone. That's,
well, you can turn nightlight on your cell phone too.
I know, but it's different, isn't it?
No.
So what's the purpose?
I guess it more gives the environment of a book in a way, like the paper white.
No, I think it's better for your eyes. There's something about it. There's no blue light at all, I think.
But you can turn nightlight on your computer. You could turn it on your...
Yeah, but that's... still glaring. I don't know. I think the lights aren't blaring into your eyes either. It comes from around the screen and into the screen.
Huh.
I think.
You're just so smart.
I am not.
I will not play Monster Hunter.
You're going to.
Will not.
Yeah, you're going to be
level. I'm going to keep reading.
No. Love you.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Unholy Union podcast.
For more Unholy Union content, check out our social media at Unholy Union Cast on Instagram and Twitter. We also have Facebook and TikTok.
Want to support the podcast? Rock some merch. Check out our merchandise store on our site at unholyunionpodcast.com.
Again, thank you for listening, and we hope to have you back next week.
It's what you do with things you love.